VoiceTube Studio presents your favorite daily pronunciation challenge show. Join us now and improve your English listening and speaking skills. My name is Ken, and you're listening to the Pronunciation Challenge, bringing you something new just for you and only on VoiceTube.
Welcome to CNN 10.
Good day, listeners. It's time for our news briefing. President Biden's first 100 days in office. We're starting with a report on a U.S. milestone known as the first 100 days of a new president. April 30th, 2021 will mark as the 100th day for President Joe Biden in office. So what has the president done so far? Let's check him out. Now, by day 7, the new leader had signed dozens of executive orders, new directives from the executive branch. Many of President Biden's orders aimed to unravel the policies made by his predecessor, Donald Trump. That's huge! And even his old colleague, Barack Obama.
Now I know, that's best for American people.
On his 51st day, President Biden signed a new stimulus package, which is the $1.9 trillion spending bill, intended to ease the financial problems related to coronavirus pandemic. Another goal that the president had set up was for 100 million Americans to get at least one dose of coronavirus vaccine by his 100th day. However, critics said that the goal wasn't ambitious enough, since the nation was on track to do that anyway, and it happened on President Biden's 58th day in office. But shortly before that, the US leader announced he'd increase his goal to 200 million doses by his 100th day. Can he do it? It's really hard to tell just yet. But maybe we can ask the former US presidents for some advice. Check out today's CNN 10 video to find out the first 100 days of US presidents within 100 years. Pretty cool. NASA celebrates 40 years of space shuttle program. Tuesday, April 12 marked exactly 40 years since NASA's space shuttle program got off the ground. Before the last flight landed back in 2011, NASA estimated that the total cost of the program was $209 billion. Was it worth the money? Well, there have been countless debates over this topic, but experts all agreed that the program had changed our view of space ever since. The design was perfected in 1981, and on April 12 that year, the world gathered in front of their TVs and tuned in to watch the Columbia launch. Space Shuttle Columbia was later joined by Challenger, Discovery, Atlantis, and Endeavour. Although the space shuttles were operating at the edge of possibility, it didn't all go to plan. Challenger and later Columbia suffered tragic fatal accidents. But together, the shuttle fleet redefined our relationship with space. One of the shuttle's most important achievements was building the ISS, International Space Station. The mission of the ISS is to enable long-term exploration of space and provide benefits to human beings on Earth. According to retired astronauts, it took a couple of hundred spacewalks, lots of vehicles, lots of robotic activity to put it all together. And in 2011, after a decade of work and over 30 shuttle launches, the ISS was finally completed, thanks to the contributions of these space shuttles to infinity and beyond. Traffic lights for camels in China. Walking on the street, we all know that red means stop and green means go. In Dunhuang, Gansu of northern China, there is a camel riding place that's very popular with tourists but often causes confusion and collisions. That's why the officials have installed traffic lights just for camels. If you look closely, you can see not only a little green man but also a little green camel to indicate when to stop and when to go. I gotta say, that's a pretty creative and absolutely lovable design. Camel-like. And now here's our sentence of the day. On his 51st day, President Biden signed a new stimulus package, a $1.9 trillion spending bill intended to ease the financial problems related to coronavirus. Once again, on his 51st day, President Biden signed a new stimulus package, a $1.9 trillion spending bill intended to ease the financial problems related to coronavirus. And now let's take a look at the vocabs we've got here. Number one, stimulus. Stimulus, which means something that causes growth or activity. For example, praise is a stimulus for better work. Number two, package. Package, which means a related group of things offered together as a single unit. For example, the aid package for the earthquake hit area will include emergency food and medical supplies. Number three, ease. Ease, which means to make or become less severe, difficult, or painful. For example, aspirin is a type of medicine that eases body pain, or you can say soothes, relieves body pain. Alright, that's all the time we have for today. There seems to be fewer discussion in the comments than before. Come on, guys, share with me what you think after today's show. It's a pity to just leave after recording. You'll miss out on the opportunity to discuss and chat in English. Always remember, one step further is a step closer to success. Anyways, have fun, and I hope you enjoy the show. This is Ken Miao, and I'll see you guys again next week. Bye-bye!